Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, Juan Constantino, Development Coordinator at La Casa de Amistad, talks about his childhood in South Bend and his family's journey from Mexico to the United States.
We were living in poverty in Mexico. So we lived with my grandparents, it was my mother, my dad, my older brother, and I, and this small little cinder block home where the shower was a concrete slab outside with a bucket with holes in it, and that's just how we showered. And my father wasn't making enough money in Mexico, and his brother's telling him, you know, if you come to Elkhart to the RV industry, you can really make a lot of money, you know how to weld. And for them it was a no-brainer, because my parents were also constantly thinking, you know, how are we going to put the kids through school, can we afford that, what kind of opportunities do we want for them? And my mom stopped me. She's like, if my son wants to be a lawyer, he can be a lawyer. And if he wants to be a doctor, he can be a doctor. But he can't do that here. I can't provide that for him. So we made the trip to the United States when I was 5 years old, so around 98. I think we ran a house for about 5 years on the west side of town. For my parents, when they talk about it, they said, because I was very young, they said it felt like home. You know, you could go down to either one of the shops, or you could speak to your neighbors, and we really felt like it was a collective community. But to then the other extent of it, my parents were also worried about us growing up with an accent or not picking up English quick enough. So then we moved to the north side of South Bend, and then we picked up English very quickly shortly after that. One of the neighborhood kids in front of our house, Malcolm, him and I hung out all the time. We could barely communicate that first, like, I don't know, 6 months to a year. But by the time I really started school, I knew English all of a sudden. I don't remember that transition. It just happened. But we just knew we were two little kids who liked to play kickball out in the yard or make a mess with all my dad's tools in the back. And we just picked up on it. So I guess, you know, their plan worked, or, you know, what they were really proposing was for us to learn English. And we did. When we were making the trip from Mexico to the United States, I vaguely remembered really just a couple of things. One was when we actually crossed the river. And so I couldn't swim at the time. Plus, I was very small, and the water would come, you know, up to my neck, if not over my head. So one of the things that we had to do was to make some kind of floating devices. So what we did was we grabbed trash bags, filled them with air, tied them. And, you know, tied them sealed shut. And there was two black trash bags that we tied onto. I will hold on to the handles of each bag and then, you know, bring them to my chest. And then my brother was behind me, and he would hold on, you know, at the same spot where my hands were. And my mom was behind us, and we walked across the river together. My brother could touch. I couldn't. So I was floating. But that was one way I made it across the river, because what my mom had on her bag, she couldn't necessarily put down to carry me to get across. It was very brave of her to, one, get up and do that, because it was my mother and my brother and I. My dad was in the U.S., so it's not like we also traveled with our father. It was just a mother and her two sons, one who was 5, the other one who was 8. And for her, it just really set the foundation for what we were going to aspire to do there on forward, because you weren't going to make that trip or, you know, take that sacrifice and not be successful. We were going to make it one way or another, and we were going to pursue the education that we wanted one way or another. And if I wanted to be a doctor, my mom says, you're going to be a doctor. If I've got to work 3 jobs, I'll work 3 jobs. And if you've got to work, you've got to work. And if the whole collective family has to put money together for you to get that degree, you're going to get that degree. So it built character, pride, and really set the foundation for success for us.
That was Juan Constantino, Development Coordinator at La Casa de Amistad, talking about his childhood in South Bend and his family's journey from Mexico to the United States. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.